hell you fucking do it?
I don't like Chinese people. I don't like Chinese food.
Hey, what fuck do you want you me? At all.
What do you want me to do?
Just come over.
I'm not playing no fucking games,
man. I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my perfect.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
All right, hey, everybody. It's Carlito and Matt. We're doing a Monday morning show. Let's get right into it. Thank you. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Captain Brain Legion himself, Matt.
Hashtag fun with Brain Legions.
What's a lesion? Is it like a tear?
It's like a scar. It's like a scar.
What do you think?
Like where there was damage.
So what were you, headbanging or something when you were a kid?
No, it was the fucking MS. It's like your immune system eating your nerves.
No.
It's like some AIDS type shit, kind of.
No. Well, I hope you're okay. You seem to be all right, drinking.
I'm still breathing. I'm having fun. I don't know. Fuck it. We're doing it live.
Let's call for air conditioning now. Yeah.
Keep it cool.
Thanks for calling
AirTel. Hey, this motherfucking air conditioner doesn't fucking work. It's a piece of shit.
Hello?
Yeah, this motherfucking air conditioning shit. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, is there a man I can talk to about the motherfucking air conditioner?
I'm afraid not.
There's no man at all?
Nope.
So it's all women that fix the air conditioning?
Yes, it's all women.
That's unfortunate. That explains a lot, too. Well, that's too bad for you. You lost a big business. I have 4 air conditioners in my house, and these motherfuckers don't work. You could have come down here.
Okay. Well, there's no need for that kind of language.
I don't need any stupid woman coming in here. There's no need for that kind of language.
Stupid broad.
I'm a sexy lady.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, call back and say that you're a woman and you're sorry.
I'm a woman. I wanted to braid my long hair.
Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, hi.
If you need a party extension, you may dial it at any time during this message.
Transferring to extension 500. One moment, please.
So many pounds to you.
You're comforting.
You hit one number. I was at 500. Oh, just number 5.
This is
fine.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing there, sugar tits? I think you just talked to my husband. He didn't want to deal with women in the workplace.
Nope, she ain't having that, sir.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for that. Okay, moving right along. Let's see what else is in this piece.
I gotta remember not to just leave that shit on, that weird voice when I'm just trying to bullshit.
Scare the shit out of yourself, probably. Here's Bon Appetit.
I can't hear it.
You can't? Oh, okay. You can't hear it.
I guess I could hit, like, the test thing and do it, maybe, but it's like, it ends up working like one of those speech jammers.
Ah, well, fuck that, you know?
You know, because, like, it's processing, so it takes, like, a second, like, barely anything to, like, but there's a delay.
Okay. Sure, buddy, I understand. I have no idea. Like, yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about, stupid.
That's nice, honey. I'm looking for where I put phone numbers in to call them. Here it is. It's called Call Now. Here we go.
What's Call Now? What kind of place is that?
It's a Skype thing. It says call here. Enter. Add call. Add call. Yeah. Group call.
Jesus.
Hello. No one is available.
Yeah. Early as fuck in the morning. How do these places stay in business?
It's Monday morning, right? They should be at work doing what they need to be doing.
Yeah. Fucking, there should be some men working at the air conditioning shop somewhere.
Jesus Christ, yes. Here's California Closet Machines. Let's see what they're up to.
What do they do?
You don't just make a closet. I guess they outfit the closet. They make it all sexy.
Yeah, they said they hook it all up for you, man.
That'd be nice. Have a nice hooked up closet, right? All automated and shit.
That would be nice. My closet's fucking stupid. I got like everything I own in there.
Man.
Well, no, the other stuff's in the storage unit.
You got fucking boxes. Go. Did you did you save your shit in the storage unit?
Not yet. I have to get like a huge check in the next like week or two.
I know someone that lived in a storage unit because they were homeless for a few months.
That's badass. I would totally live in a storage unit.
Well, what he did, he didn't live in the unit itself. He rented one out so he got access to the property.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would drive his car in. It's like 6 p.m. and spend the night there and leave like at 7 in the morning. Yeah, it was really weird. And
he stayed in one of the awesome.
He took a shit in a box in like one of those packing boxes. He had to take a monster dump, and there was no bathroom. He took a shit in a box, and when he woke up in the morning, it was because one of the owner ladies was like, "What the fuck is that? Is this shit? Oh my god, someone took a shit next to the dumpster in a box." Good times, man. I got to hear that.
My place has like bathrooms inside, so you could have facilities.
Thank you for calling California Closets. Your call is important to us and will be recorded for quality purposes.
That's
no.
We will transfer you to a customer service representative.
Stupid.
I got a call. There's that cricket sound.
Yeah, hey, what is that?
Calling California Closets. My name is Oni. How can I help you today?
These motherfucking closets, man.
Hello?
Yeah, these motherfucking closets.
California Closets?
Yeah, these motherfucking closets you motherfuckers make. There's crickets in here. There's like a cricket noise coming out of it. I hit the button for the ties to come out. You know, you put that automated tie system machine next to the air conditioner, you know, and the TV that's in the fucking closet. And
he's
making this noise like a cricket.
Oh, I'm really sorry about that.
No, you're not. You're being disingenuous. Are you really sorry? You're really that sorry?
When did you have it installed, sir?
I'm so sorry. Oh, I bought the house with this stupid closet. And on the side of it, it says, you know, for service and assistance, call California Closet. And it has your phone number.
What's going down? Oh, okay. Can you give me the zip code to where the house is so I can get someone to help you out?
I don't know the zip code.
Rolling down the hill after. Can I have the address so I can find you the zip code?
I don't want to give you the address. Is there a man who could take that? Because you're liable to come over and get all sexed up, you know?
I can get you someone who can help you, but I'm in the national office, and I need to know where you are. Are you okay?
I mean...
Okay, yeah. Just 1 second, okay?
There it is again.
I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, I give you the address, but you're liable to come over to look at it yourself and get all sexed up, and I don't need that kind of trouble. You know, I've been going through months of therapy with my wife because I already got caught once. The last thing I need is to be accused of giving some broad my address again.
Okay, I can, unfortunately that office actually doesn't open till 10 a.m. today.
Yeah, because they're a bunch of assholes. That's what I found out when I tried to call them already. I mean, it's really stupid. There'll be a bunch of stupid people that don't come in till 10 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Okay.
Very convenient. What time are they there till?
They're there in that location till 6. Can I... can I possibly have the? I can get you in contact with the production facility if you could just give me 1 second.
Hello.
Hi, I'm still here.
Is there a man I could talk to though for now? Like a man above you?
A man above me?
Yeah. Who signs your paycheck, honey?
Most definitely, I can get you in contact with that person. Can I get your first name so I can introduce you?
This is Billy.
Billy. 1 second, okay, Billy?
Bye.
1 second.
All right, hurry up. Oh, my God.
You're fucking talking crazy shit. Oh, my God. I like their whole music.
There's an air conditioning in there? Air conditioning?
Yeah. Unit.
God, she's taking a long time.
Dude, I'm sure every guy's like, I don't want to talk to somebody you described as a maniac.
Here's a place called
Shep.
Yeah, I was.
I have Cheryl on the line for you, and she'll be further assisting you from here, okay?
You have whom?
Cheryl.
No, the man, please.
She's in fucking assist you from
that's
here.
That's the problem, is she... Is she on the line now?
Yeah,
I am on the line right now.
Yeah, go get a man, honey. Go, honey. Go ahead, get a man. Talk to... Go.
Okay. Is there... What, are you looking to talk to somebody about closet?
That's nice, honey. Yeah. Yeah, it's for man business, you know? Go ahead. It's about the closet. Yeah, that's right, honey. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on, please.
All right.
Garage, by storing chemicals and dangerous items in cabinets with locking...
Crickets.
Who's putting chemicals, dangerous chemicals in your closets? This guy's a... Listen to what he said.
We are located at...
Crap, I gotta edit that out. Asshole. Hey, asshole.
What?
Yeah, hey, asshole. Why'd you say those things?
What are you talking about?
You asshole. You know what you did, son of a bitch.
What are you talking about? Are you drunk?
No. Well, yeah, but I got pretty drunk last night.
So...
All right, listen.
What is it you...
So you assholes put in this... You fixed up this closet, this house I bought. Okay? It's got a black toilet in there, black marble toilet. You know the one I'm talking about?
I have no idea. Who is this and what house?
It's at Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Horse Machine Ranch Road?
Yes. That's so
dumb. Oops. I thought I was muted.
I had to laugh because he actually said Horse Machine Ranch Road. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Everybody.
It's like the guy from Target going, yeah, you mean Gunflap 5?
I'm sorry.
I started laughing. I thought I was muted. I'm such a dummy.
Horse Machine Ranch Road. I have to keep myself from laughing so I don't go into coughing fits. I'm over the cold. It's just I got that post nasal shit, you know, so it's gonna take me days.
You get the pussy nasal drips, too much cocaine abuse.
Yeah, that's right. Here's enhanced wood renewal. This area of calling, it's got like tons and tons of like little odd repair places. Like I used to work in this area. That's why I'm doing it.
Hey, can I just, let me try the old man voice.
Okay, do you want?
Tell me how you think it is.
Well, I got a different closet.
How's the sound?
That's pretty good.
My medicine.
Here, I got a wood renewal place. I got an intergalactic trading company. Intergalactic trading company. Yes, man. Hang on.
Oh, I want to go to space.
Jesus.
What was all that?
I don't want that to happen.
I dialed on my blue box.
There we go. Trying to get used to a new setup here. Don't forget, if you need to give an address, Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Okay.
You're the only house on that.
Good morning, Intergalactic.
Hi, Intergalactic. This is Maddie over on Horse Machine Ranch Road. And I want to know about going to space. You guys are intergalactic, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you go to space, different galaxies. Because as a young man, I always dreamed about going up to the stars. And now that I'm getting very sick and at the end of my life, I figure I can finally do it.
It's a really bad connection, so it's very hard to hear you.
You make it from my phone. It's got those big numbers that I can call whoever I need. My great grandson got it for me. Pussy lips.
Try without the wavering, maybe, because it is a little hard.
I can't alter it.
You can't.
It's built into the thing.
Ah, damn! It'd be perfect if it was just that without the.
Just a little bit. A lot of them would. I think the lady one's the closest.
Yeah. If that didn't have the Katharine Hepburn effect to the old...
Yeah. Show, I think that's what makes it old, man.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Maybe. Unfortunately.
This one's supposed to be like there you go.
Now, do that with a high voice on your end, you know?
Hi. Yeah. I'm a monster.
That sounds good. That sounds like you're kind of retarded. That's kind of funny.
I'm a retarded monster. Put it in my butt.
Here's a production.
I'm a virus.
I found one of the productions. There's the famous virus, everybody. Matt and his virus.
Yeah. This is Veronica.
Hey, how you doing there, honey? Listen, this is productions. Media productions?
Uh-huh.
I thought it was white media productions. Shit. Okay, well, maybe. Do you guys have stock footage that I can buy?
No, we don't.
I'm looking for, like, well, could you help me? Can you, can I pay to have you folks provide camera, people? I can't, I just need one camera person. We're gonna take a picture next to a lake of a cross burning.
Let me let you talk to, my husband. Hold on just a second.
Is he, white or?
Hello, this is Russ.
Yes, hi, sir. Are you blessed with white skin, white race?
I'm sorry?
Are you blessed like me? Like, I'm white race, you know, white skin, white race. Are you blessed like that? Are you white?
I am, but I don't understand what that has to do with the blessing.
Oh, because we're looking, well, you don't have stock footage, so we're gonna burn across lakeside around, like, sunset time, but I don't know anything about using a video camera, and I don't have that equipment.
That does not sound like anything I'm interested in.
It's for a period. It's not. It's a for a period piece. It's important.
Okay. Well, great. That doesn't sound like anything I'm interested in. Burning a cross is nothing I'm interested in. That's
no.
For sure.
It's not. It's an awareness video to stop people from doing these bad things. You know.
Not interested.
All right. Because what about this part then? There's going to be a Klansman by the lake, you know, where that's happening, and a black man's going to run out of the jungle, out of the woods, you know, and he's going to take him and drown him in the water. The black man's going to drown the Klansman for being a racist. It's just a quick scene for a rap video we're shooting.
Okay, well, let me ask this. How does this glorify God?
It's a Christian rap video.
It's a Christian rap video.
Yes, it's by a Christian group. They're Afro-Americans. They do Christian rap, okay? And, like, so part of the video is to show against racism, how God doesn't like racism. So it shows the burning cross, right? And then it cuts back to the band, and they're like, yo, you know, they're jumping up and down, you know? We're already filming the part with them jumping up and down. They're jumping up and down this air conditioner, all right? And while they're rapping, they're holding the mics and the backwards hat and everything. And then it cuts back to the lake scene, okay? And by this point, it's getting dark, you know, there's some mosquitoes out. It's a lake over here, and we're going to record it at, okay?
Okay.
And then there's going to be a bunch of Klansmen out there, and they're going to be burning the cross, and one of them is, like, back further away from the other ones, like, checking his phone or something. And then Lysol, he's the rapper, he's going to come out. No shirt on and just like a pair of ripped shorts. And he comes running out of the woods, out of the forest next to the lake. And he grabs him from behind and the other Klansmen don't see. And he just starts drowning them, right? Right? And then we cut back and the band is you know, jumping up and down at a concert. At a concert fee we got from a high school concert they did. Right? And then it goes back and it shows... Now the Klansman is fully underwater and he's being drowned by the black man head first. He's got him by the head and he's drowning him.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the music changed and it changed to like this intense hard rock and roll music. And the guy's like, fucking God's gonna fucking kill you, asshole, like that. He comes down, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, it's like this white horse that's rapping. The white horse. You know, in Revelations, it said Jesus is a white horse.
Right.
And so this white horse comes, and he starts, like, yelling at him. He's like, you motherfucker. I'm going to fuck up. My boy Lysol's going to kill you, motherfucker. My dad. My dad fucking said, fucking kill you.
What's your name?
My name is Eddie Cross.
Well, Eddie, again, this does not sound anything like I'm interested in doing.
It's a Christian rap music video.
With that kind of language? I don't think so.
Well, we're taking a stand. We're taking a stand because you're trying to take our country from us, all right?
All right, no, I'll pass. Don't call again. Thanks.
Asshole.
Yeah, your mama. Bye.
Whoa, burn. Yo, mama.
He went your mama after all this fucking pious fucking Jesus talk shit. Yo, mama. God damn, that was funny. That went to racism to a crazy fucking Christian rap video.
Yeah. and a white horse that says "fuck you." Fucking racist. You fucking
Jesus said, "My dad's gonna like Solar can kill you." Oh shit!
What's up, Enigma? We're just filming that video. We should make.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, we need to get a Kickstarter going to make.
The oh video shit! She just got real, hi, buddy.
Hey, Niggs.
Hey, how's it going?
Ah, I'm coughing a lot.
Well.
I'm gonna blow my nose, but I can't because I'm on the air, and you know.
You can hit the mute button and fucking blow your nose.
Well, you'd have to be doing a prank call, and I'd have to go and get my Kleenexes. Oh, I got right here. I got some. Yeah.
All I wanted was my shoes and my glasses.
Here's wood renewal, Matt. You do wood renewal. I don't know if you got an idea okay. or not. I'm sorry. I gotta throw it to you.
I don't know.
Take
sure.
care of my nasal sinuses.
Wood renewal.
Thank you for calling Enhance. This is Katie. How can I help
you? Hey, this is the wood renewal place, right?
I'm sorry, say that again. I'm the having some trouble
hearing you. This is the root wood renewal place. Yeah?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I don't talk so well. I got brain lesions and such. But I sleep in an old coffin because I think I'm like a Dracula, and it's getting pretty banged up and shit, you know, from my leg braces climbing into it at night, and I want to have it renewed.
Okay.
Can y'all do that? Do you fix coffins? Do you do business with vampires? Or are you another fucking prejudiced place?
I'm sorry, sir. You're really muffled. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Jesus Christ. I'm a fucking Dracula, eh? And I have brain lesions, too. I'm trying my best. You don't like handicaps nor minorities?
Hang up. I don't know why. I don't know if that's...
Dracula.
She says she can't hear you. What a bitch.
You can hear me, can't you?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? I can't
hear you. I'm a Dracula.
All right, let's continue here.
You said it was a Dracula.
Okay, a Dracula.
My leg braces are scraping up my coffin.
This is why I thought about not doing a show because of the coughing, so I'm going to have to...
Oh, I think it works. Yeah. It's a mess here.
Okay. Here's a nursery supply place. That means it's got flowers and nice white people.
They got babies.
They got Cabbage Patch dolls there. Let me make up a story about Cabbage Patch.
I put two of those in my hallway. They were twin. I had a buddy watch Shining.
Hello? She picked up and she heard you say that. And just
sorry.
No, she's stupid. I'm going to tell her.
I'm trying to tell her how stupid she is.
Thank you for calling. Our normal business hours are Monday through
Friday.
Jesus,
really?
We'll try her later, maybe. I had a good idea.
We don't want to do any business. We're fucking stupid. Fuck that place.
All right.
Wait, you heard something a little odd, so you just hang up the phone and don't pick up anymore?
You don't even pick up the second time. Oh, my God.
I'm not even dealing with it. I'm just not going to deal with it. I work here too hard, and I've worked here for too long to deal with these little shit.
How does some fucking woman get... If I ever did that any job I've ever had, I would get in trouble. Because, someone else would pick up, and I'd be like, they'd be like, that Carlos guy just hung up. Okay, I can't imagine even doing that.
Yeah.
I heard you talking about you don't have any love in your life, and I just stare at the phone like...
I decided... Like, I'm just not going to do it. I'm already dealing with my goddamn son dropped out of high school, and he's shacked up with that nigger lady.
Oh, God. All right. Here's advanced leak detection. And then we'll try her again and rail on her.
What is it?
Advanced leak detection.
You get them. They're not regular.
Hey, there's a god-awful smell in here.
Okay.
Yeah, can you send one of the leak detectors down... Install a leak detector and tell me where the coordinates are of the leak?
We do swimming pool leaks, so I assume that's not what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, but you have leak detection supplies, damn it. Is there a man I can talk to? No, I guess not.
I'm just going to hang up, too. How do these places stay in business?
Matt, you tell her. If she picks up, you ask her.
Okay.
That right
there, right? My fucking pool's leaking, stupid cunt. Fix it. I think I could easily... That's a business. You know where the leak is? Follow the water, dumb shit.
Yeah.
It's this hole in the side of your pool. Dude, now she, again, not gonna pick up. Hey, lead detecting broad. Stupid woman. How do you have a business with leak detection? It's coming out the fucking hole where the water is.
All you need is a lot of food coloring.
You just need to look at the side of the goddamn above ground pool. Yeah. Hey, the leak's right here. Give me $100.
Give me $100. There's your problem right there.
Yeah. Looks like it's the gaping hole in the side.
You see that? You know when you drove your car through the fucking side of the thing? There you go.
That's the problem. Yeah. Is this nursery?
I'm trying to call leak detection again because I'm real pissed off.
You don't know how hard this job is. I'm lucky just to have it.
All right, here's the nursery again, which got us all in this really bad, poor mood, being hung up on by women where they were.
You know? No wonder you want to talk to the man. Wow.
Oh,
they
like
switched
shit.
Over to an old fucking...
They went over to their regular service.
They called the fucking CO.
Good morning.
Yes, hi. I called there earlier. And what happened that you didn't say anything?
I don't know, sir. I guess the phone hung up by accident. How can I try to help you?
No,
today?
You actually stared at the phone for a while. I was like, hello, hello. And I could hear you just looking at the phone. I heard all the things you were doing. And then you hung it up. And then I called a second time and you wouldn't even answer.
I don't know, sir. I guess my phone, maybe the cordless was on. I don't know. How can I try to help?
It wasn't that. It was on because I could hear you.
Okay, how can I try to help you, sir? I apologize. How can I try to help you this morning?
Yeah, but why? Yeah, I just wanted to point out that's a stupid mistake, you know?
You said you apologized for a fucking cord, something a cordless phone did, you dumb fucking cunt. You said you didn't do it. The cordless phone must have done this. Yeah. I'm sorry, sir.
I'm sorry. It was the cordless phone. I thought you were going to take that. That would have been a good one for you, Matt.
Yeah, I'm good at yelling at people. Is that them again?
Yep.
You just fucking cut. I've had it up to here with the likes of you people. Hear the business hours again?
Yeah, probably. Because the cordless isn't, obviously, something happened.
You know, it's not me just being a stupid cunt and staring at the phone.
All right, we'll call her in a few more minutes.
Like, do you think the dotted lines went out of her phone like an old Bonzo cartoon?
Dot, dot, dot.
And, like, shocked, and then the lines come out around her head like...
I really do think so. I just like I finally called someone out on that bullshit. Like, yeah. Like, sir, all you did is you didn't say nothing. You held the phone and you, like, you know.
Because you're fucking stupid. You're all like, whoa! Stupid.
All right, here's someone else. What is this?
When I went to the store earlier, I was bringing my 12-pack of fucking pounders.
Yeah.
And the one ripped open.
Listen, I went there, and you were just sitting there, like, you know? I went there, and I needed help, and you yourself were just sitting there at the reference desk, like, you know? Like, not helping out at all, not doing anything.
Okay, I apologize for that.
You're doing it now. You're still doing this stupid... Just sitting there. Waste of time. Calculate the average amount of rainfall in inches for the month of September for the year of 2010, please.
Okay, so specifically for the year 2010?
Yes.
And for which area do
for
you need?
The state of Florida.
The entire state of Florida?
Yes, state average. Compare that with the rate of temperature, average high temperature increase in the month of September.
Bear with me. I can only do one of those searches at a time.
No, but I need you to, it needs to be on the graph together.
You need me to make a graph?
Yep. I do need that graph.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Graph.
You actually have to come in to do that. We can help you, but you would have to come in
and
actually
create the graph. No, this is the reference desk. Listen, I paid taxes that pays your salary, and this is the damn reference desk at the library, and I need this is answer number 13 on my quiz, my take-home quiz.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, but it's not something that I can actually make for you. That would actually take some time. If you were willing to come in, then we can definitely help you out.
I don't have that much time. I'd rather just come pick it up.
Well, I'm sorry. That's not something that I can do.
You're at the reference desk. You're supposed to do this. Hello? Come on, honey.
I'm sorry. That's not something I can do. And if you do not control your attitude, I'm sorry. I won't be able to assist you any further.
These damn... You know, they're trying to... they want to take my scholarship away and everything. I'm going to have to go to a community college.
I'm sorry, but you have been verbally abusive to library staff and have violated our customer code of conduct. We are no longer able to serve you.
Yeah, staff in name only.
Well, I apologize.
Whatever.
Staph infection for the loose. You got it in your pussy lips. The whole thing's gonna rot out.
She's trying to make.
She was cool.
She was gonna do it till I started.
Yeah, dude. Oh, but the fucking deer caught in between my tire wheel thing and the wheelchair, and it gouged a big fucking hole in it, and the whole pounder went out on the marble floor. And I'm like, sorry, I felt like such a dickhead.
Do you know where the leak is on it?
It ripped the whole can.
There you
and
go.
Pour it all the way out. I needed a leak detector.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You right here, this hole.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
See? Fuck. All right, you're great for that job. You should really try out for that place.
Yeah, I could be a leak detector.
Yeah, we call him at 10 in the morning. Call him at 10 in the morning and tell him that you did just that right now with the beer.
Okay. So you drink it. I didn't know where it came from.
Yeah. All right. Who did we call earlier that we wanted to call? The nursery.
The nursery.
Oh,
Nigma, you wanted to talk to her?
It was the nursery. Yeah, I wanted you to rail on her too because I already said my part, you know?
Okay. I'll give her hell.
I gave her hell or I gave her shit already. I got to find it though first. Where the fuck was it? Looking all over the map here.
Dishes. These motherfucking dishes. The food that rested on you must have been delicious. Bow, bow, bow.
There's the library, the gymnastics school.
I got some Copenhagen pouches in the mail.
I saw that from Europe or something? Or
no,
Canada?
The general snooze from Europe. This place is it's a Swiss place, but I think they have a distributor in the U.S. And, you know, being I'm a cripple and the 7-Eleven around here has a little fucking, little curb that's this big going into it.
Well, I guess you're allowed to say that because you, yes, are a cripple.
A cripple.
Yeah. I guess you can get away with that now. Fuck, dude. Let me look at my history here.
What was it called? I could tell you. It's something nursery. It had a stupid name.
What the hell? It was something really stupid, yeah. Anybody in the chat room remember what she said the name was? Because fucking...
is it the one that ends in 8-2?
We could try.
That ends in 4-4. Probably it's one of those, right?
Should be. Let me go to...
Because I typed crickets before that, so that was the... crickets in the closet. That's the closet place.
Did you say which one, the 8-4?
Wow, I wasn't looking at those at all. Thank you.
Thanks, Enigma. Very nice. Thanks for the help. All right, Matt, do it. This is your turn now.
That's nuts. It's fucking... Oh, the end.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Jesus fucking Christ. You're a stupid broad. Hey, shit for brains.
She hung up already.
Are you mad at the whole world? It sounds like they're saying Six Flags.
Yeah, it is Six Flags. I knew it was something kind of stupid. Six Flags. How dare she? Seriously.
I want to go to Six Flags. If anybody wants to take a cripple and push me around, we won't have to wait in line.
You know, cripples can't get in front of the line at Disney anymore. They just passed that rule, which is bullshit. Because I
just heard about that on the news. I was going
to
bring that up.
Yeah, having grown up in Orlando, we used to rent a wheelchair without needing it. We did that all the time in the 90s. We'd trade time spots, you know, on the wheelchair. Yeah. So we had to walk everywhere. Someone could push us and we just had to act like we were crippled. So you didn't have to be in line. You go in through the exit of every ride. Yeah.
Yeah,
so awesome. Not anymore. And you get the best seats in all the shows. You were always either right in the middle or right in front. It was so fucking awesome. Yeah. Everyone was so nice. Not anymore.
Everyone's so nice to me. They hold open doors and they're like, how are you doing today, sir? I'm fucking scumbag.
And you tell them,
I'm here
shut
to buy
up.
My beer. It's 7:30 in the morning.
Hi. All right, let's talk to the United Cerebral Palsy Machine and ask about that then.
Let's mock different handicap.
I guess.
Can I hate other handicaps?
You hate on others. You should.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
All right. Let's try that Ministries because that reminds me of that crazy black guy with the dreads that yells with mystical playing in the background.
The back hair, just
yeah,
not,
yeah,
the spirit long of, back hair.
Yeah,
he's called, back. He's like, you little fat faggot. Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm subscribed to him
because
he just always screaming his cell phone.
Yeah, it's fucking
like
nuts.
You motherfuckers, you fat faggot. Yeah, he's the guy that was the angry preacher.
Yeah, where the one guy said he was the devil and he was arguing with him. It's like,
he's a fucking trip. Yeah, I'm subscribed to. Really?
Yeah. This guy. Anyway, his videos are called Spirit of Truth, and that was a church called Spirit of Truth. So I was gonna see if then. I guess they probably figured it out because they're out of business.
They called the CO. Take us off the 5ESS switch. We're no longer relevant. Yeah. We're not dealing with anyone.
Yeah. Let's see.
Wow, this tobacco makes me all buzzy.
Just chewing it like that.
Yeah. Wow. Shit.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is. I put like six of them in and then I whack off and it's like doing a rail of cocaine.
Wow. Okay. Very cool. Here's Metal Products. Let's see what they got going on over there with the
mall. Do they got any Judas Priest?
Yeah. You did that recently. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Try that.
He is the painkiller. Painkiller. Am I talking to him?
Anyway, metal.
Hey,
hey, do you have any Judas Priest there? What are you doing? Did you put the phone in your pants so I'm talking to your junk now?
He put you He put you in a McDonald's wrapper, I think. He's like, fuck this guy, and he puts you, rolled you up in a Subway wrapper. He just puts you on the desk. In his desk drawer. I'm going to keep him connected. Fuck this guy. Hey, fuck you, guy. I'll keep you connected. Waste your minutes.
I'm trying to make a connection. Dude, I was laying and I was pissing in my urinal bottle this morning, and I had it at such an angle I didn't know, but I'm pissing and it's like running out.
Oh.
So I got up and I'm like, the front of my jeans is all wet. The couch is all wet. Now I'm in a McDonald's wrapper.
Seriously, that's what it sounded like. He wrapped you up.
We work too hard in this metal manufacturing plant. Bullshit.
Oh, right down the street, here's another metal. Well, it says sheet metal workers. I don't know if it's the same people or I think.
It's a union hall, probably.
It is actually the union office, it looks like. So let's complain.
About them being jerks in the other place.
Yeah. Well, the guy is supposed to be in the union, right? I don't know.
The Hartford office of the Sheet Metal Workers Local 15. For Brian McDowell, 315.
Sheet Metal Workers.
Hey, is that Big Fat Brian? How you doing?
What's going on, man?
Hey, fat man. This is Fat Sheet Metal Brian, right?
Who's this?
This is Cross. This is Cross. I was just talking to Wayne Metal Products, you know, down the street.
No, don't know.
They're right down the street from you. They're the Metal Boys, you know? Anyway, they said to give you a call.
From Wayne Metal Products?
Yeah, they wrapped me up inside a like a Subway sandwich wrapper, and they put me under a desk.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They wrapped me. I was talking to the guy at Wayne Metal Products, and he wrapped me up in this sandwich wrapper. He put me in a sandwich wrapper, and he put me under his desk.
Where's Wayne Metal Products at?
They're right down the street on the same street you're on.
On Design Court.
Yeah, you want me to call them? I can connect a guy. I'll connect the guy if you don't believe me. Don't be like that, all right?
I just don't know who they are.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Don't be like that, right? Like, you don't need to be like that kind of thing.
No, who is this?
This is Cross. This is Big Cross. This is Big Cross. I have a complaint about them. They said if I had a complaint, they'd call you.
I don't even know the company. I don't even represent them.
I'm trying to connect them to figure it out, you know, but their phone line is busy now. They left it because they put me in a sandwich wrapper, you understand?
No, I don't.
I don't either. So what's for lunch?
I don't know.
You want to go to the, what's that Jew deli? You know the one I'm talking about?
No, sir.
You want to go to the Jew deli? I'll get you some pastrami sandwich. You eat like two or three of them, you big fuck, don't you? That's what they were telling me, that you eat like a horse. Oh, okay, he's stupid. What was his name again? Bobber? What was it?
Big Brian.
Big Fat Brian.
For Brian McDowell, 315.
He's doing the two now. I was not, he's the one going.
Big Fat Ryan.
All right.
He's all like, it's so crazy that she's willing to help you after that.
He's going to the Jew diner on his own now. He just left. He just left walking.
But that library lady had her shit in order.
Yeah.
She's, well, I'm sorry about that, sir. What can I help you with?
She was going to do that research for me until I told her to put it in a graph form and just needed it. United Theater Machine. Here we go. I think it's a movie theater. If that's the case, it might suck because it might just be like
an automated thing. The show times.
No one does that anymore, though, right? Movie theaters can't be doing, you know, the show
times.
They do. That's a waste. I can't imagine people really check that out.
Well,
it's just leave a message saying, like, go online or check the app.
There's weird people that like don't go online all day like us.
Well, fuck them.
I know. Like, my weird cousin Quirky doesn't have a connection.
Yeah, it's probably for people who don't have internet.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have a connection. Last time he had it, he met a fucking Polish girl and married her, and she fucked him over and claimed domestic abuse and F shit.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I guess it's too early for the movie theater.
How do these places stay in order and fucking business?
Well, it's a movie theater and it's 10:40 a.m.
Yeah, but then it should have went to the thing to fucking say the goddamn show hours.
That's what I'm telling you. No one does that anymore. You think they get on every once a week to do that shit? Forget it. No. Okay. You can at least call movie phone. If you don't have the internet, then you call movie phone.
Call another movie theater and see if it just goes to an automated thing.
All right. Let's see.
Was that Marcus? Which one was that?
What?
Sir Marcus. He's in the pornography, ain't he?
Yeah, I didn't want to say the name, so you didn't have to edit it out. I'm looking it up.
Look it up. I'm looking for another movie theater here. Here's a Blockbuster Express with a phone number. That must be their national number.
Blockbuster Express?
It's like a red box, but it's owned by a Blockbuster.
Yeah, you're calling the machine. What are they going to do? You're in the dial-up. You're going to get your old dial-up modem and connect to it?
I guess. I don't know. That's what came up. Phone number for that. You know, don't get mad at me.
I don't want no trouble, sir.
I don't want any trouble, man.
I really don't want no trouble.
All right, here's the one, the bitch that we're gonna call. This one here. This is a movie theater I used to go to all the time when I was first in college.
Yeah, and you're gonna see if it in fact does the automated thing.
I figured a bunch of girls in this movie theater. Let's call them and ask them about that.
Yeah, you did a bunch of girls.
I finger banged a bunch of girls there.
Oh, nice. Got some broads. Whack me off theaters. Yeah, it was fucking dope.
I was like 19, 20, 21. Yeah, I did that all the time.
I'm like watching the killer getting whacked off in a theater.
Trying to think. I know that Saving Private Ryan, that happened.
I've still never seen that because I'm not a fucking fag.
Thank you for calling Regal Cinemas. No one is available to take your call right now.
Too early, man.
Leave a message and we'll return your call as soon as
possible. Talk about the finger banging there.
I'll call him back. If I'm going to give that, that's a lot of work, effort to talk about. Unless there's a real person. I want a real person. Here's the it's called a Islamic society.
That could be. You kind of want to deal with the problem.
Yeah, I just don't want to deal with
that. You got a hate crime shit. You got possibly getting killed.
Definitely get tapped.
Yeah. Tap that ass, yo.
Yeah. All right.
That's what's up.
Your shoe land.
That's what's up. We should call that guy.
Yeah, that's what's up.
That's what's up.
That was that rapper, right, that you guys called or something like that?
Flipside. Flipside. I'm going to look for his number.
In the meantime, I'll call Shoe Land.
It sounds like a terrible place to live.
Yeah, it does. It smells like fucking shoes and socks here.
Jeffrey Flipside Baker.
Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, listen, I heard that you're called Shoe Land, right?
Yes, I'm Shoe Land in Sanford.
Okay, stupid, you know? So,
What happened?
Oh, because it went there and it smelled like dirty socks and sweaty socks and Puerto Ricans and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, I'm not Puerto Rican. I'm the manager.
Yeah.
It's my first day working here, so why are you calling me stupid?
Wow,
sorry.
You're the manager the first day, stupid?
Yes.
Yeah?
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Run away.
Way. Here, I got this guy's number. I got Flipside's number right here.
I'm the manager, and I'm not Puerto Rican.
And this is my first day.
Oh, look, you want three lies. Like, listen, three lies. I'm the manager. I'm not Puerto Rican. This is my first day. Three lies right there. I'm gonna let me call her back, see if she answers.
You're going to hell. There's Flipside's number.
That's busy. That's busy. Let me call the Payless Shoe Store in the same plot.
Hey, here. I put Flip Lies side in there.
Flip Lie side, okay. The guy, I didn't hear it. I just saw.
Oh, dude, it was priceless.
I just heard the comments about it, but I didn't hear it. You know, I'll let you. Let me do this first, and then I'll connect him. But you talk to him.
Okay, I'm gonna get a brew.
Hi, this is Clientino. Sexy, how may I help you?
Hey, sexy, how you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, I was. You know that Shoe Land just right around the way there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know I called her. You know who that Puerto Rican nasty woman is that works there?
No.
Yeah, well, she said that she could kick your ass, she said.
Who is this?
This is Eddie. I went down there first, right? And she said I couldn't try on shoes without socks. And I said, they let me do that at Payless all the time. And she said, you know, screw that beach, she said. She said about you. She said, screw that beach. And she said that she would kick your ass, she said. That if you were there, she'd kick your ass.
Is this like a prank call or something?
No, it's serious. I'm in the parking lot now.
A parking lot of what?
I'm going to go into the Walmart now. But she's at Shoe Land, this Puerto Rican woman. She said she was going to... She was like, I said, they let me try on shoes at Payless right over there without socks all the time. And she's like, you know, that's disgusting. And she said, and screw that beach that works there. That's right now, she said. She said about you. You know who she is? Why does she not like you?
I don't know, but you have a good rest of your day.
No, don't go.
Okay, goodbye.
No, please!
Did she say have a good yesterday?
Have a good rest of your day.
Oh, I thought yesterday. Have a good time. Have fun time traveling, yeah. Dummy.
What a bitch. What a beach, like I said.
Is this, that's what's up? No, it isn't.
This is the Shoe Land again. Now she took it off a hold.
The dotted lines are looking at the phone.
I'm going to tell her the three lies real quick.
Hello, Shula, may I help you?
Listen, three lies. You're not Puerto Rican, you're the manager, and it's your first day today. Three lies right there.
Excuse me, well, do you have some problem?
Yeah, with you. Yeah, I want, you know. What happened?
Huh? I don't know why you acted, your attitude.
Because you people say I can't try on shoes without socks, stupid.
You can try the shoes.
Without socks on?
You know, have a good day. Respect me if you want to respect you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
No, respect. Okay.
Respect me if you want to respect me. Okay. Have a good day. Bye-bye, Poppy.
Beautiful quote. Respect me if you want to respect me. All right, so I'm going to call this guy.
That should be the title of the show.
All right, and after this, so it's water break. Water break, guys. Water break. I need water.
What up, Flip my Flip Side?
H2O break.
That's what's up. You get your big water dick.
You think he will answer?
Oh, what is that?
What kind of stupid number is that, guys?
That was a weird fucking thing. What happened?
We'll even call a Target and try to make a wireless keyboard. How about that?
Dude, I can't. That was 2 weeks in the making and like 2 hours. What is that busy like that on a celly?
I don't know, man.
Does that mean he's like finally got smart and changed it?
Because
they put them in like casual encounters. Like, I'm just giving out free blowjobs. Here's all my info.
Holy shit. Is that...
Yeah.
You guys really fucked them up, huh?
Oh, dude. And I'm telling him, I was like, there's a whole chat room, people. And here's your number again. Saying his phone number. And I was like, y'all, please make ads. Please fuck this guy over, because he was a dick. He fucking ruined the call at Target, but in retrospect, it was probably better.
Wait a minute, was he someone you were pranking and you kept on, or just someone?
Yeah,
the show?
kept him on the phone, okay. And it was the Target, and this guy was stupider than the first guy, and he started saying shit like fucking freestyling, like dumb, and like, you done fucked up, stupid. Here asshole. Comes the hammer.
What an asshole. No, seriously, what an ass. Yeah, plus you guys were talking when everything you were saying was going over the air, so just in case you said something bad, I just disconnected you guys real quick. Yeah, well, I told you. You guys were going to hear anything.
You guys are not going to hear anything, but I thought we were just, like, not away, you know?
No, you're okay. Don't worry about it. I got some crackers so I can talk with food in my mouth. Here's here's air care. Ear care.
It's all about neti pots going in your ears and your nose.
Oh, no, wait. It's eye care.
I saw an eye doctor in the fucking hospital, and the guy's like checked me all out and shit. And he's like, well, you know, the problem with MS is it likes to go in for the ocular nerves.
Great.
You can come see me at my office in a couple months if you want.
Cha-ching. So basically, he got a referral for a new,
yeah,
new customer.
Yeah, nothing. He didn't help anything. He's like, wear the eye patch or
don't.
All right, well,
that was good.
I ate a cracker for nothing.
cracker. Who's got the cracker?
There's a liquor store.
Liquor? I hardly knew her.
Seminole liquor.
That's but you don't have to take my word for it.
You know what? In the new I really hope on the new RoboCop movie they bring back the whole I'd buy that for a dollar. Yeah, they got to bring that. It's gonna be like Jack Black or something.
The movie looks so stupid.
Mm-hmm. He's got his fucking regular arm and shit, man.
Yeah, it looks so dumb.
Hey, was that liquor?
Yes.
I hardly know her, you know.
We're doing okay. How are you?
No, I said I hardly know her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I get it.
Because you lick her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got for you. That's all I got for you.
Huh?
That's all I got for you, asshole.
Okay. What can I do for you?
I told you, nothing else.
Okay.
Asshole. Hey, can you run a movie to the Redbox for me?
No.
All right. That's all I got then.
But you don't have to take my word for it. But you know?
Whatever. All right. China Walk. I'm going to have to end this soon because I'm just, I don't know.
It's cool. Oh, I just opened a beer, faggot.
Sorry. You can keep going on. You can do telephone calls.
I can't call. I can only call the UK.
Oh, that sucks.
China Walk, can I have you?
China Walk?
Can I have you?
Yeah, I heard you guys were like the worst Chinese food.
Say that again?
I heard that you guys were like really bad Chinese food. Like it was like
okay,
the worst.
Okay, so what are you calling from? What are you regarding
for? Yeah, I was thinking about making order, but is that true?
Yeah.
That you guys
okay.
are back.
Is that the answer you want?
No.
Okay, so what do you want?
I want the true answer.
Can I have you, sir? This yeah. business hours.
One number 12?
Number 12, lunch?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
One chicken 44?
No. Is that chicken bargaining?
Yeah.
Okay, soda or soup?
Soup. Egg drop soup.
Yes, sir. The next order?
See here. You got fried wonton?
Yeah, the one with the meat or with the cream cheese?
Meat.
I got two different.
Meat! Because the cream cheese is crab rangoon, right?
Yeah. You want fried wonton. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my bad.
Steamed dumplings?
Okay, steamed dumplings.
Okay, how long will that be?
Okay, steamed dumplings, fried wonton, and the chicken... I'm bargaining luncheon special with a pork fire and an airdrop soup. It's about, are you going to come and pick it up?
Yep.
What number? What's your phone number?
9386.
Okay. 9386, right?
Uh-huh.
9386. Okay, you say you're going to come and pick it up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that, well, who's this? Is it John?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I'm fine.
He's got 666 in his number.
No. You said you're going to come and pick it up, right?
Yeah, I pick it up.
Okay, thank you.
See you, bye.
Meek little effeminate Asian.
Holy shit. I'll call him back and cancel because he looks like he's a hothead.
Dude. Okay. How the fuck did he take that order after all that bullshit? It's because you got 666 in your number. That's kind of dope.
Yeah. Let's call a phone number from when I was a kid. One of my friend's phone numbers. I doubt it still works.
Do you want me to remind you about that number? The callback cancel?
Will you try my old house in Texas?
Yeah, please remind me. Make a note. Put that in a big board there for China Walk.
Yeah, he's got a dry erase board.
Please leave your message for
that number I said. Whatever. It's transferring. I doubt it's that person's phone number anymore. Anyway, we'll cancel that order after it's been made. We're going to go down the street here a little further to... these medical offices down here. Let's call them. I got an idea.
I think this is my old house phone number.
Okay. Well, see who's got it down.
I was throwing potted plants through their giant bay windows when I ran away and went back there. Like, nobody should be in my house. The guy came out with a shotgun with it, and then fucking this broad Heather's driving me away, and I'm like, not in the car. I'm getting dragged. Like, I'm holding out with my hand. I'm like, fucking stop. She's like, oh, the guy with the shotgun. Oh, I did God. It like three times.
Okay. Good thing you're still alive. Hey.
Good morning. It's a great
Listen,
day.
Listen, it's not a great day. It's a shit day.
Oh, yes,
day.
It is.
It's a shit day.
Oh, really?
I'm so pissed off. You know, I keep waiting for you people to fix the dishwasher, and these dogs keep taking a shit and piss everywhere. Okay. I was just outside walking, and I took a step in this bunch of dog
okay,
shit.
And the I fucking know I, okay, and, hold and on the, a second. What's your name, Fred? What's your name?
The fucking ducks are stuck on the water fountain again.
The what?
The fucking ducks are stuck on the water fountain behind the main office again.
Okay, what's your name?
Who? Eddie.
What apartment are you in?
I forgot. 312.
312?
Yeah, that's the one.
What's your name?
Eddie.
Who?
Eddie. I just stay on the couch. I give rent to the guys, and I'm not in the lease or anything like that.
You're not on the lease, so what's your name? Okay, and you're from 312, and you're complaining about what?
The fucking ducks.
The ducks?
Yeah, they're stuck in the fucking water fountain in the lake.
Okay, you need to watch your language the way you talk, okay?
God, you are I'm real pissed off here, honey, baby.
I understand that.
What? Listen. Shut up, I said. And then this...
Can you cut this off? ...or central research cause, such as Siemens, Westinghouse...
such as Siemens.
Siemens.
We are only a few minutes away from Orlando International.
This is Janine. How can I help you?
Oh, girl, how you doing, big fat Janine? Hello?
Hello. I'm sorry, who is this?
Hey, big girl, how you doing? You're the one big girl that works over there in the office, right?
You're a freak, goodbye.
She's a big girl. Don't like being called fat.
Fuck that bitch. She is a big girl. I know who she is.
Well, try that 817 number, please.
Okay, who was it again? That was your...
It's my old house. It was back in the day. I think that's the number. I don't know. We'll find out.
All right, give me a second.
Wait. It sounds right in my brain, but, you know, I'm covered in lesions. 817-342.
Well, don't give it out. Everyone's going to hear it.
Oh, well, whatever. Then call it. What do I give a shit?
Anyway, here it is. Good luck. You're doing it now.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm Commander Twit reporting for
duty. We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
You didn't pay it still.
Fucking cunt. Dude, the first time I ever smoked crack, I walked all the way over there and just sat in the backyard. I'm like, I used to live here. This is wild.
And did you throw the potted plant and all that shit? Or
no, I did, like, later. But this time I just sat there and, like, hung around. And I'm like, it sucks. I don't live here no more.
Wild.
But then I did the potted plants because they put it back out. And they're like big ass bay windows, you know, with a bunch of the little windows. And then so they took the plants inside after the second time. So I went to like up the street and got one and then drove over there with it and put that one through the window. And that's when he came out with the shotgun.
Hmm. Interesting.
Like he had been waiting. He was in boxers and like a wife beater shirt. It's like older, like kind of fat guy.
Mm. Well, you can't do stuff like that anymore, huh?
No. Well, I can do it. I can roll and do it. I think I need a motorized chair of some kind.
All right. Hey, scuba place. I think we should do that before we cancel the Chinese order.
Yeah, scuba.
Think we need
wow, a little you hear bit that of... banging?
Yeah, what's that? Your neighbor?
It's like out in the street. Oh, sure. They were filming Transformers 4. There's been like helicopters all around here, like stupid crazy.
Wow.
I want to talk to Scuba Steve. Dude, it's like shaking the floor. I can feel it like vibrating with every impact.
Oh, man. You should be down there.
Doing what? Make it off like I know what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, you guys, you ought to be moved to the left.
Tell them you're Megatron.
I think this is some kind of construction. God damn it, those Transformer movies suck.
I don't know if I was being too loud in the last prank I heard. Either maintenance came in here to change the air conditioner and heard me saying a bunch of weird shit, or the neighbor just banged on the floor, on the ceiling for me to be quiet. Something fell.
Shit.
It might have been the cats. I think the cat just jumped out.
Bang back.
Nah. You need to call the Chinese food.
I think it's time? Okay. Did you,
number.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. So I don't have to go looking up for Enigma. It.
You're pretty fucking awesome.
I know.
He's smart, man. He's wicked.
Oh, it's a way to say it. Oh, thanks. Trying to compliment you, dickhead.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I'm kind of a big fucking deal. I know I'm awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
Sam Walker, can I help you?
Hey, buddy. I made that order a little bit ago.
Was it for pick or delivery?
Pick up.
Okay. Would you like to add something to it?
Is it ready yet?
Was it chicken barbecue, egg jar soup, fried one, something dumplings?
Yeah.
Give me 1 second.
Button. Who's got the button?
Yeah, it's ready.
Oh, it's like all packed up and everything?
Yes, sir.
It's in a bag and everything? The staple paper bag?
Yeah, it's in a bag.
Okay. Yeah, I want to cancel that, please.
You want to cancel it?
Yeah, I don't like Chinese food.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. You said you couldn't cancel that, is that right?
Yeah, I don't like Chinese food, yeah. I don't like Chinese...
Get the fuck out of here, okay?
I don't like Chinese people.
Why would you come over?
Because, I don't
know. Get the fuck out of here, okay?
But look at the way you're talking to me. Why would I come down there?
Okay, listen.
Wow.
Listen, if you want, just come over. If you want to pray, just come over. Face to face, son.
What are you going to do? You're like
what
a short...
What are you going to do?
You're a short...
I'm asking you, what are you going to do? A fucking asshole.
You get hurt.
He told you to get out of here, then he told you to come over.
Yeah, right.
You're stupid.
Just come over.
You're stupid.
You call me in the morning, tell me all kind of bullshit. Now I'm putting everything ready. Then you're going to get the cancel that. What the hell are you fucking doing?
I don't like Chinese people. I don't like Chinese food.
Hey, what do you want me to
do? What do you want me to do?
Just come over.
Okay. How much is the total?
That doesn't matter, okay? If you come over, I'll give you fucking free.
Oh,
you
want
to do that?
For free? Yeah.
Okay, just come over.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Remember,
my name's Cameron, okay? I'm the first
immigrant.
Guy to you while I'm here.
Yeah.
You're the stupid immigrant, Cameron.
Your name isn't Cameron.
Dude,
holy
he's up.
Holy
he's riled up, man.
He blew up. That was awesome. He was so like, yes,
you come
sir.
Here.
You go away. You come here.
Keep that number.
Fucking great.
I don't like Chinese people. I don't like Chinese food. I just realized I don't like Chinese food. Sorry. Yeah.
You come away. You tell me all some bullshit.
You think you would have known when I first started the first call where I was asking about this place was shitty or not?
Yeah. And all he saw was like the 30-cent profit he was going to make for the food. Oh, yeah.
He called that one when he said he's going to get mad.
Yeah, you called him a hot end.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
All right. Let me try calling back. Fuck him.
Enigma, you want to talk to him?
No.
Johnny, what can I have
you? Yeah, I'm sorry. Don't be mad like that, okay?
So why are you doing at this one? Why?
I'll come in and I'll pay.
It doesn't matter, okay?
So you didn't make it.
You're not supposed to doing people like this way, okay?
You didn't make it then.
I'm putting it back to you. Why you do that to me?
Did you make the food or no, stupid shit? What happened?
It's already been done, my son.
Then I'm coming in to buy it, asshole. Why are you so mad?
I see you.
Huh?
I see you.
And then I'm going to punch you right in the face. I'm going to throw the food on you.
If you don't do that, you're selling my fucking bitch, okay? Just do that.
Go. Why don't you just take a shit in the food and then eat it, asshole?
Goes to milk for the win. Oh, no, that's Japanese shit-eating video.
Ooh. But yeah, that's him.
he was like, why do you do this? You don't do that to people. And he was like I was feeling bad. Like,
yeah.
You know what?
And he's like, oh, fuck no. Yeah.
And I'm like, no, he is a fucking idiot.
Do I want what? My number?
You gonna save that number?
Did you save
oh,
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, does anyone have the number of that Indian guy that so got so furious?
Did you hear that? I did.
You weren't on, but
it's right at the 3 hour mark of the of Spray's show from 2 weekends ago. Yeah.
He was so furious.
Yeah, he was. And with good reason. I'm just saying.
I've never heard somebody so angry. This guy right now came close.
Yeah, he's pretty close, but it's because it's super early over there, so that was probably the first call of the day, and he made the food. He's all had a little spring in his step, you know.
Well, yeah, he just shit on his whole day.
Oh, he's got
gonna
it there
go to home. He's going to tell the wife, like, you know what? Why did we fucking come to America?
Why did we come to this fucking town?
People are assholes. You try to cook them nice food, and all they do is shit on you and call you stupid.
Yeah, I know exactly this part of it, and it's fucking, it's just a bunch of assholes
full,
out
full
there.
Of Chinamen.
It's full of douchebags.
It stinks like the rat-eating fucking people.
Now, I'm looking for this. I'm going through, you know, back in time here, because I'm hitting up spots from when I was younger. I'm trying to find, there was this one,
Did you ever go to the Amway Arena back in the day?
Yeah, hell yeah, all the time. I used to go to Magic Games there all the time. Yeah, man.
I've watched videos of guys going in the tunnels beneath it and getting in there and through, like, the sewer drains.
Oh, it's gone now. They blew it up now, though.
Well, it was, you know, a couple of years back.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, now it's the Amway Center. It's a really nice arena they got there that they replaced it with. It's really fucking cool. And then they imploded that. Anyway, I'm looking here. This is the worst Chinese buffet I ever went to. I went there.
And that's pretty bad because Chinese buffets are stupid.
Yeah, but I went.
Fat white people and.
Oh, God, you love that N-word, man. You're crazy. Listen,
I'm sorry. That's fine. I don't want to get your show in trouble.
No, it's all is you're the one.
I'll call him Black Clouds.
You're the one's black. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're the one saying it, not me. Anyway, what I'm getting at is this fucking place, I went to get some fried rice from the fried rice thing, and the whole
chicken fried rice.
Well, the house fried rice, and the whole square of rice that was in the steam tray came up with the spoon when I pulled it out. I was like, that is fucking disgusting. Okay. And yeah, they got shut down a few times. I was there once before that, and some white guy was like, yeah, I ain't gonna pay. Because I guess he came in between lunch and dinner, and they charge a different price for dinner. And he's like, I'm not going to pay. And he goes, yeah, I saw you guys were in the newspaper again, huh? You guys got shut down again. And the guy's like, no, be quiet. Do not say. He's like, yeah, I saw that. But then I was thinking, like, why the fuck would you go there if you knew that the place got shut down?
Because he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. Fucking asshole. Oh, man. I know this is
Are you doing a Google map, like, around your old stomach grounds?
Yeah. That's what I'm doing here.
I do that, and I look at how far I used to skate, and I'm like, God damn, I was an active little fucker. I went all the way out to Benbrook Lake. Wow. That was far.
You were in shape back then, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so I found the location, but I don't... here it is, Hong Kong Buffet. There we go. Hong Kong Buffet, and there's probably like 52 of them of the same name, but there's, you know, probably China First, a few of those.
Yeah, we got that.
I've never heard of anything being called Hong Kong. I've never heard of a Hong Kong restaurant.
Well, now you did.
Yeah.
You probably got really good Asian food in Chicago, just to guess.
Well, last time I went to Chinatown, I got the place didn't serve beer, so we went to another place and got beer.
You know, the White Town.
I'm like, I have the fucking shakes, god damn it. I need beer.
Hey, listen, you guys are the worst buffet.
All right.
You're the bad worst buffet. All right, it felt good to say that. I'm still pissed off because they didn't give me my money back when the rice came up like that.
It's a giant cube of rice.
It's disgusting. It's a giant cube of yellow fucking... I don't know if it was frozen still or what the fuck. Or just it was sitting there like 2 days or whatever it was. But.
Yeah, whatever. Put it on the steam thing again. Mm-hmm. Just leave... You know what? Leave it overnight. Some alien tomorrow.
Luckily, it was the first... I always go for the rice first because, you know, it's make a nice little bed of rice and then I put stuff on top of it.
Yeah, and then put shit on top.
Yeah, so yeah, the guy didn't want to give my money back. He said, no, you pay. I'm like, look at the fucking rice.
I can't think of the last time I ate Chinese food. I didn't eat when I went to the place. I was still just wanted more beer. I wanted to be back at the other restaurant.
Hey, Pendeja, how are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Who's this?
This is Joe.
Joe?
Joe White.
King of Joe White.
Huh? Speak English, please.
No. But yeah. You said Pendeja.
I command you. There's a bodega down the street.
Joe Mama.
Why'd you say
that's the last name?
Joe White.
Joe Mama.
Try to call back. This fucking plaza is so ghetto. I'm glad I'm calling it.
Hello.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, buddy, how are you? Hello.
Hello.
How are you, stupid?
Hi.
Good. Listen, yes. I was there. There was this Puerto Rican woman.
Puerto Rico?
There was a Puerto Rican woman over there.
No.
No? Oh, there was no Puerto Rican woman there?
Nope.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Stupid. I don't have patience for that. No, there was no. There was no Puerto Rican woman at Bravo Supermarket in Orlando. Sure.
Puerto Rico. Whoa. Black people. Whoa.
For those of you who follow the Casey Anthony story, here's the Amscot where she left her car.
Casey Anthony. What's that about?
Some chick with tits that killed her baby or something like that.
Oh, the baby killer. Yeah, that was all of the stupid news I heard.
Yeah. I was in a hospital when that was in the news. Yeah.
Fuck the news. I watched my laptop the whole time. This is the what?
Amscot and the Money Superstore. The Ghetto Bank.
I don't know what. Like a credit union?
No, you can get your check cashed there and pay all your bills.
Oh, a check cash.
I'm going to help you.
You charge like 30% to cash my check. You know?
I'm sorry, sir?
You charged me like 30. I was down there. There was this Puerto Rican man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He said, hey, man, I charge you 30% to cash your check, he said.
30%? We don't charge 30% for no check, sir.
Well,
that's a fee against the law.
Well, exactly. I tried to tell him, and he said it didn't matter that he was Puerto Rican, and it didn't matter.
Okay.
That's why he said that he was Puerto Rican, and it didn't matter.
Well,
what's your name?
Ruben.
Aha. R-U-B-E-N?
Yeah.
Puerto Rican, huh?
Does that matter?
I'm putting that in my report right here, because I think it was you.
Okay.
Unless there's another Puerto Rican person there that it could be.
It doesn't matter the race. I mean, we have here, we don't charge that amount for no checks.
Well, you told me that you charge it because you're Puerto Rican, that you do what you want. You said that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who am I speaking to?
I'm putting down Ruben says he charges
sir,
30%.
Sir, who am I speaking to?
This is Joe White.
Joe White? Okay, sir. Unless you have anything relevant to me right now, because right now we don't charge any checks for 30%.
Yeah, but I'm reporting that you did.
Okay, can I get your social then so I can look you up in the system and I see your transaction?
Can I get your last name?
No. Can I get your social?
No. I'm putting that down. Ruben tried to steal my social security number.
All right, sir. Does this have to do anything relevant? I have a customer right now. If you want me to help you out, I can help you out. I need to look at,
can you look
at your account so you can give me your social, okay?
What was your
I can see what was it that we tried.
What's the customer's name?
I'm sorry?
What's the customer's name?
Sir, that has nothing to do
with
your transaction.
Is it a man or a woman?
Sir, I'm the manager of the store, and if you need me to help you out, I need you to give me your social. If not, there's nothing I can do for you.
Okay, it's 407-38...
That's not a social.
Yes, it is.
That's a phone number.
I haven't given you the whole thing yet.
Okay.
407.
Okay, I don't have that customer in the account.
You didn't even look it up. You didn't even look it up.
All right, sir, I'm busy right now.
It doesn't come
customer.
Up that fast. It doesn't come up that fast on the computer.
Sir, I'm computer busy with a customer. Can I help you in anything else within the matter that you're doing right now?
Mm-hmm. I needed your last name.
Sir, I don't have your social in my system right here, so therefore we didn't cash your check here.
Give me your social. Come on, man. I'll give you part of mine. I'll give you the last four.
Sir, this doesn't have anything relevant to do. I have to finish taking care of the customer that I am right now, so
labia.
When you do have anything relevant for me,
labia.
Please call me back, okay?
Labia.
Thank you.
Labia.
Have a nice day.
Labia. Whatever. How dare you ask me for my social?
Yeah. I'm a virus.
I don't give socials to Puerto Rico.
I'm a virus.
Hey,
your friends.
Iris.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, honey, baby.
Excuse me?
Hey, honey, baby. I needed to get Ruben's last name.
Unfortunately, we are unable to disclose that information, sir.
Oh, what's his social security number? His social?
Excuse me?
His social?
We're unable to give that information.
What's his address, then?
They can get all your docs, but you can't have any just taste.
Yeah.
You just wanted a cockies, like any one of those would have done. Mm-hmm. He lives at 123 Fake Street.
123 Fake Street. 123 Sesame Street.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Wanted to make an order?
You want to do that again? You think that's fun?
Just one order.
After that at all, okay, let's just go into make that even breakdown, okay?
What?
You don't owe me, I don't owe you. That's it. Let's go get my fucking days going on. That's it. Is that okay?
Listen, you're going to owe me when I come down there and
okay.
ask for an apology for the way you're talking
you.
To me.
That's you going to owe me.
No. Shit, I owe you.
I think my friend here owes you a knuckle sandwich, you fucking goddamn immigrant.
All right, listen. Hello. Let me spend 1 minute
let
with you,
you
okay?
try to get the English language down.
Let's get out of here, man. Okay, let's get out of here, okay?
Let's get out.
I like you so sinister.
Okay, listen.
You're like,
you don't
just
have to
lie
by respect, son. Okay.
All right,
what up, son?
What up, son?
You don't have to lie me by respect.
Yeah, you want to be in our cipher?
What you want?
Huh? You want a battle rap,
baby? Now,
man, hey, you guys, listen. Okay, totally, I can hear that right now. Just get out of here, alcoholics. Okay, go somewhere have the fun. Okay?
I'm an alcoholic, and I take offense to being called an alcoholic.
I'm just a drug user,
goddamn zipper head like you.
Okay, you want me just going to trade this number and find out where you at?
Do that. And then what, the children's number? What the fuck are you even saying? Go in the children's number and find out where the fuck I'm at. I'm in your fucking head. I can't wait until you're going to be complaining to your wife later tonight. These guys, they call. And you're going to be like, why did we even come to this country and try to do good?
Yeah, you'd be drinking, like, shark fin soup.
Oh, here's another piece of jam and jumping over.
What? What did you say? What did you say?
He made a sound effect for the jammer or something. You're adorable in your ignorance.
Yeah, you're cute, buddy.
That's the last time, don't call me anymore, okay?
I'll probably going to call one more time later, in a little bit, and then that's the last time.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, just one more time.
And just to make you super angry.
And that'll be the last time, I promise, okay? And then we're friends, and then we'll be friends, and everything's okay.
So you might go over to the address?
Well, I mean, do you want me to meet...
Facebook friends.
Do you want me to meet there at the Chinese food or where?
No, he said, get out of here. Get out of here.
You're shaking your little Asian fist at me. Get out of here.
It's cute.
You got your apron on.
They prefer to be called Orientals.
Are you still there?
Yeah, he's there. You can hear them banging in the background.
Are you cooking, or do you just take the phone calls? Hello?
You already want to make this one as the case, or not?
Yes, I do.
You do want it, right?
Whatever you say. I don't know what you said, so I'm just agreeing. Keep you
making
going.
Making a case?
You want to make this a case? Yeah, go ahead. Make it a big... here's my... You're going to call the police, and you're like...
I'm not called that piece of shit, okay?
Oh, Yakuza?
I'm not going to call that.
Are you going to call the Red Army?
No.
You're going to call.
You're going to call the
water. Here's what I want to do.
What?
Here's what I want to do. If you want to make this case, well, just come over. Oh, we can meet somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm the boy where you want to have some fun. Listen.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is that Louis? Louis Maria's? Louis Maria's?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got this Chinese man. He's really mad at you.
Okay.
Hey, Chinese
he's
man.
Challenging you to a fist fight.
China man.
Who's this?
This is my name is
China man.
This is China.
If you want to call him back, it's 666. Call him back, lady.
Yeah. Hey, he's on the phone now.
He won't talk to you.
China
you
walk.
You can hear them banging around in the background. He got all shy dick when he got you on the phone, but he definitely wants to date.
There he is.
He's talking his like big Latin goddamn immigrant talk.
Hello?
Hey!
Hi!
Yeah.
I have Louis Maria's Italian restaurant on the phone.
Oh, no, they're gone.
Oh, they're gone.
Did he give you the phone because he's so angry?
Is he mad?
What did you say?
Is he mad, stupid?
I don't know the person.
No, can I make an order, please?
Okay.
All right, I need one General Tso chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one number 14 lunch.
14, what's that?
Number 14 on the menu.
14, we have the chicken or pork.
Chicken.
Chicken with Chinese vegetable?
Yeah.
Okay. You want the pork with soda or soup?
The soup.
What kind of soup?
Egg drop soup.
Egg drop soup?
Yeah. All
okay,
right.
What about first one?
One crab rangoon.
No, hold on. The Chinatown chicken, you want a soup too or you want a soda?
Soda, Diet Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi. Pepsi, hold on. Pepsi. Okay.
One.
So both pork fried rice?
Yeah.
Okay. And the crab rangoon?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. And do you have French fries?
Yes, we do.
Okay, one French fries and that's it.
Small?
Small, yeah. It's for this kid, you know?
Okay.
Or how long will that be?
About 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And I'll pick it up. All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right. We'll call cancel another order.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Dude, that work.
You're going to be so pissed.
Did he just, like, sit on the phone and walk away like Steven?
Yeah.
He's out there angrily having a cigarette, talking Chinese into his flip phone.
Yeah, he's going to come back in and make that order, and then I'm going to cancel it. And he's going to be even more pissed-er.
Oh, he's gonna be so mad.
That's gonna be great.
I'm so angry. I don't know what to do.
Shit. Oh, well, man, you know, in the end, he'll see the humor in it, I'm sure.
This is the end. Beautiful friend, then.
Well, there's a hookah lounge in this neighborhood now? That sucks. I wish I still lived around here. I would go there.
I'll put that on the big board to call him back.
Please do. Thank you, sir. Thank you, big guy. All right. Here's Hair Cuttery, where they cut hair.
Is that what they do there?
Yeah. And, we'll do a few more calls. We'll cancel that last one, see if that goes anywhere, and then we'll call it a day. At least I will call it a day, because I'll be done. Shoe Cuttery. Hair Cuttery, not Shoe Cuttery.
I almost had beer shit on my nose there.
Thank you for calling Hair Cuttery. This is Fabio. Can I help you?
Listen, I was there, and there was this Puerto Rican person there, you know?
Kayla?
Yeah, that's disgusting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
She's like, who, Kayla?
I'll BRB another beer.
She said, and then hung up.
Hi, thank you for calling Hair Cuttery. It's Suncrest. Carly, how can I help you?
Yeah, can I speak to the Kayla, the Puerto Rican girl?
She's not here. Can I take a message?
Yeah, can you put down that she's disgusting?
Can you not call back here, please?
I'm probably going to call like one more time and a little bit later. I'm being honest. I probably will end up calling again. Okay.
At least you're honest.
Yeah. Trying to get the black barbershop on the line. Whoa. What are they doing with a fax machine? Whatever. I guess we won't be talking to the black barbershop. Need to kill a little bit more time here before we cancel that other Chinese order. Here's Sports Clips. This is another haircutting place, but this is next to the university. So they're going to be all fancy and nice and shit probably. Fuckers. We'll try them. Call phones, copy, paste. Come on, paste. Paste it right. Here we go. Boom.
Sports Clips is for men.
Thank you for calling Sport Cliff Shop.
Hey, boy, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Listen, I have a competition that I wanted to get into, so I need to get my hair cut all nice and looking good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, is it all women that cut the hair there?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, they got nice big about big bodies on them?
Wow. Big buddies was unacceptable. Even if you're calling from overseas.
I could have said something worse.
Oh, you think you're so smart? Talk to the fax machine.
Motherfucker. Stupid.
Thank you for calling Sport Clips Haircuts at the University Shop. We are located...
because of saying big bodies, you had to go to voicemail hell.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, hey, here's another. This one is on. This is the on-campus haircutting place. I used to get my haircut here quite often. There's this one broad.
I haven't had a haircut in so long.
I mean, I need a haircut really bad.
Like 14 or 15 years, I've been cutting it myself.
What?
Yeah, I cut my own hair too.
I just shave it.
That's scary. Aren't you afraid you're gonna mess it up?
No guard. I don't even have guards. No, I just cut it all off.
Tatum Barberoom.
Hey, boy, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Hey, good. Is this a haircutting place?
Is it what?
Haircutting place?
No.
Okay. All right. So, like, if I go there, I don't, like, I won't be offered, like, bootleg DVDs and stuff like that?
No.
No? All right. Well, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that kind of place. Do you have any suggestions? Oh, he's gone. It is a new
bootleg DVDs.
Bootleg DVDs.
Bootleg, you know, somebody's just some crackhead selling a VCR for $20 on the street.
I'm just saying, you go to a certain kind of haircut barbershop, and there's a guy selling bootleg DVDs, just walks in like, I got
these. I used to hang around the black barbershop, but I never got my haircut there. I just go there and buy weed and shit and chill with the guys.
There you go. That's something to do. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. You were getting out back in the day. You shut in. Yeah. Fucking retard. Look at it. Enigma's on top of it.
Well, is it time? I don't think it's
time. Not quite, but it's in there.
All right, cool. Wanna. Appreciate it. Not yet. I'm going to give a few more minutes.
Yeah. 6 minute Dougie Fresh your own.
Let's see. I'm going to just start throwing shit until something comes up. Here's, we got campus cards and games. Well, why not?
That's going to be a nerd place.
Yep. Yeah.
You want to talk to Nerds Enigma?
You think they're open at this time?
No thanks.
Okay.
Jesus.
You ever do prank calls, Enigma? You never really call. I never hear you do pranks.
Not really, no. You scared? I just kind of hang out in the background.
That's good, Enigma. Good for you.
That's cool.
You do what you want.
Can I call them nerds?
Yeah.
Voicemail.
When I first started going to this university, it was so small, and now it's like massive. It's like double the size now, and it's got fucking stores and hotels on the campus.
Did you gagulate there?
Did I
get all the way through it?
No.
Gagulate. I just had my gagulation.
No, I dropped out after three semesters, and I went to a community college, and I went back for a whole year. So I'm like, I think I'm only like 2.5 semesters away from gagulating with my bachelor's.
Gagulate.
Yeah, I never, because then they changed all their schedule for my major. They got rid of night classes.
What was your major?
Computer science. So
I went for computer graphics. I did 2 years.
Yeah, I did a whole bunch. I did all the core stuff. I got that out of the way. But the comp sci classes, they stopped offering anything after 3 PM, and I had to work, so. You know, they used to be able to get classes at 4, 5, 6 o'clock, so I would have been able to work and make it out.
Maybe
on certain
nowadays you could get it on the interwebs. What does it matter at this point?
Yeah, well, there's a university out here. We got to get in-state residency. I should qualify for that in a few months, I think. Because if not, it's like 3 times the fucking price, man.
That's how they get you, the goddamn Jews.
Yeah, okay, the Indians have to pay 3 times the fucking...
The Jew-Dilly. Let's go there. Big Fat Brian.
Big Fat Brian. Hang on, I'm looking for... I'm looking, there's got to be something. Here's a dental center. I don't want to talk to dental. Here's a landscaping place, since we called that nursery earlier today.
We should call the nursery back.
that dentist guy you called about a month ago. That was some funny shit.
Oh, that really smart dentist? No. What was the dentist?
Yeah.
I called the dental office where I kept saying, thank God you're white.
Every time I go to a dentist, they give me way too much gas, and I wake up with my pants open.
Your pants unbuttoned.
Yeah, I don't know. They're doing something. I need to go to a dentist.
Last time I went, and they told me to strip and everything. I didn't get it. They said
my teeth are so jacked up.
Should I get them in my underwear?
I
underwear is for losers. You need to wear just some satiny pants. Look at these pants. Like, this is like strip club pants.
Oh, they don't let you in strip clubs with pants like that anymore. At least reputable ones, they don't let you.
Oh, reputable ones suck.
Yeah.
I've only ever had fun at real shady, like, hoodie black ones and shit.
All the strippers know, though. They're like, yeah, whenever someone comes in with pants like that.
But yeah. I'm in a wheelchair. I'd probably get a lot of attention.
Probably, yeah. They think you're cute.
Yeah, they're like, look at this little guy. Let's just squeeze his cheek and dance.
Yeah, tell him you can't feel anything and that you've been like that all your life.
Reach Oviedo Dental Center. Our office hours.
Let's see if you can stimulate the organ a real way.
You'll be like, it's a challenge. Okay.
Look at me. Isn't that? This should be my album cover.
There you go. You don't have a car though, don't you?
No, I don't.
That would help.
Thanks for rubbing it in. The goddamn pigs towed it away and I couldn't get it back.
That sucks. Send it to me. Let me use it for a while.
Yeah. The thing? The parking thing?
Can you use an out-of-state parking? I think you can. Handicap parking?
Yeah. It'd probably be even easier.
Who's really going to do something? Who's going to be like, oh, that's not valid
in
Pennsylvania?
I'm looking at the hologram. It's not quite right.
Yeah, but I come out just, walking and whistling, all normal. Like, what is your handicap?
You can do the old, like, Mad Magazine joke, what's your handicap? I don't read so well.
Yeah. All right. See, I read one in Mad Magazine. It was like, it's mental and it's dangerous. It was witty, snappy answers to stupid questions.
Yeah.
That's where I saw it.
That was dope.
Yeah.
It was, Mad Magazine used to be so cool.
Yeah. That sucks.
I'd go buy one of those and, like, put, like, a swimsuit magazine in there and steal it.
Okay.
I just ring up the one. I want to go home and whack off because I'm a little boy that finds random pornography at the creek. Like mildew ass pages. Like, and like, who leaves that shit for the kids?
I don't know.
God bless them.
One more. Yeah. I found a place called Nerd Brigade, but they don't have a phone number. So here's chicken tenders, and then we'll do the Chinese place. Then we'll do Chinese, and then we'll call it a day.
We'll throw the scarf, and that's the end of that chapter. You talking to Baby Huey?
Thank you for calling, Joe. How may I help you?
Hey, honey. How are you? Hey, sexy. What's up?
Would you like to place an order?
Uh-huh.
Great. What can I get for you?
You have the chicken tender lunch special? With the fries?
Yes. We have a snack which has three tenders, we have a plate which has five, and a platter that has eight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll go to that.
Which one would you like?
The one with eight.
The one with eight? Alright. Yeah. Great. Would you like the tenders in that fried or grilled?
Can you hold the breading?
I can make it grilled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hold the breading, hold the chicken meat.
Okay, you don't want any chicken with it?
No, just hold the chicken meat part and hold the breading. What else comes with that?
It comes with fries and a Texas toast, and it comes with sauce.
Hold the potatoes. And no bread.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Is there anything else I can get for you?
I'll have five of those. All right, so it's five sauces, right?
Yeah. Mm. All right. Wait one moment. Would you please hold?
No. How long?
It'll be about 15 minutes.
You going to make me hold for 15 fucking minutes?
No, I'm sorry. No, not holding for 15 minutes.
What am I going to do for 15 minutes? Sit in the toilet and take a shit? I don't know. She's stupid. She's pissing me off, so I just burned her. I didn't want to go make 5 sauces. God. Someone was calling the madhouse line back here. I don't know who or where.
Go ahead. Charge me.
She's so fucking...
You just wanted the heat.
just want the heat. Can the heat for me?
Can you warm up? I tried to say it in the chat. I don't know.
Hello? What you're... Hello? Hello?
Chicky, chicky, chicky.
Hello?
Chinaman.
China walk. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is my order ready?
Yeah, it's ready.
Which one?
You got the China Tao chicken and the chicken with Chinese vegetable and the crab and goon french fry?
Yeah, I want to cancel that.
You want to cancel it?
Yeah, I don't like Chinese food, you know? I just realized. I'm not really...
Why you call here? Friend like that?
Yeah, I don't know, because I thought it was going to work out, but I don't really like the Chinese food, I realized. I think it'd be best if I don't have it.
You know you can't do that.
Why not?
Okay. Did you your phone number?
Yeah.
I could call the police, you know?
No, I didn't go pick it up yet.
It's calling the police. Didn't you ask the other guy why he was so mad on the phone?
Yeah.
Dumb shit. Wow.
Damn, I was hoping that was the other guy.
If they really cooked all that, the other guy just quit, I think. He's like, you know what?
Fuck this shit. I'm going back to Taiwan.
I'm going to go smoke cigarettes and gamble there.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm going to go back to my family in China. Fuck this shit. I left the place with that guy, and he fell for it also. All right. Well, he was kind of upset. You know, it was like, well, you can't do this.
Yeah, you can't do this. I can call the police if I want. I got your number.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
No, you got the number to Skype servers in California.
I guess. All right. I'm out of here. Bye, guys. See ya.
Yeah. Matt. Rock on. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, Hillock. Thank you, Enigma. Thanks, everyone else. Oh, he's calling back. I think he's calling. Oh, but I don't have it connected. Fuck, never mind. I don't have the cable.
You can still pick it up and turn it. Just turn up loud. You talk to him.
Well, it's frozen now. I don't know. I think it's that guy trying to call. But he'll leave a voicemail, and we'll play it some other day. All right, bye. See
you. Call back next week.
See you later.
Bye.
We're not playing games here.
I fucking son of a bitch, you.
You're calling us, White Trash? You little motherfucker, I'm gonna be down at that store. I don't know who you think you're talking to.
You dope-ass motherfucker.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Shit on you.
Visit us at madhouselive.com.
And they call them muppets, which is a British term that means a stupid, ignorant person.